GFM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles. And KQJO FM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are invited to the 20th celebration banquet of Pastor and First Lady Stanley R. and Linda Mathis of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. This banquet is going to be held Saturday, November 4th at 6 p.m. at the Alexandria Convention Hall in downtown Alexandria. The special guest speaker is Dr. Samuel C. Talbert, Jr., the pastor of the Greater St. Mary Baptist Church of Lake Charles, Louisiana. Tickets can be purchased by October 20th for $35 by making a check or money order payable to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church and mailing it to the church at 2308 Houston Street in Alexandria. You don't want to miss the 20th celebration banquet for Pastor and First Lady Stanley and Linda Mathis. Saturday, November 4th at 6 p.m. at Convention Hall. Then Sunday at the church at 9 a.m. The morning service features Bishop Baron Nelson of Red Oak, Texas. Then at 3 p.m. at the church, Dr. Joshua Joy Guerra and the Zion Hill Church family of Pineville, Louisiana. 2 days of celebration honoring Pastor Stanley and First Lady Linda Mathis. November 4th and 5th.
My brothers and sisters was second in command in all of Egypt, and he had the authority to judge his brothers according to their laws. How many times have we used our authority to judge someone who has offended us? How many times have we used our authority to judge someone who have offended us? And what if God used the same authority that we use to judge you? Be careful, my brothers and sisters, how you judge people, because the same judgment that you place on someone else may be used on. Thirdly, forgiveness is letting go of bitterness. Letting go of bitterness. Anybody mad? This ain't designed to be pretty. Joseph had not forgotten what his brothers had done to him or the other unpleasant event in his life that he had suffered through because of the way they had mistreated him. Sometimes in life, folks treat you bad. Joseph hadn't forgotten that. But because he was able to understand that God had used all those events for good, he was able to let go of any bitterness that he might have hidden against his brothers. This is another area where I think we tend to have some misconceptions about forgiveness. How many times do we hear someone urge us to forgive and forget? And then we start feeling guilty when we can't seem to forget the offense. I'll forgive them, but I ain't gonna forget it. My brothers and sisters, forgive and forget. Let's wind this thing back since we're Christian, which means we're Christ-like. And I'm teaching you now because to forgive and forget, not to forgive and not forget. What if God forgave you, but he did not forget it? What if he held on to your stuff and then brought it back up to you when you stand before him in judgment? I'm getting in your neighborhood because if we don't forgive our neighbors, why do we expect God to forgive us? We're asking the same God to forgive us of the stuff that we've done against others, but we can't forgive the folks that we ought to be forgiving. This thing goes both ways. If you're holding a grudge against somebody, forgive that person and let it go. Don't hold it. That's not true forgiveness. Joseph said in verse 19 to them, "Do not be afraid, for am I in the place of God? Are you in the place of God to judge, condemn, persecute? But as for you, you meant evil," there it is, "against me. But God," there it is again, "meant it for good, in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive." You know, sometimes you can go through things for a reason that God is trying to bring about a better good. Why is this happening? Why don't things happen the way it ain't happening? Because it's not time. To everything, there's a time and a season. But I don't see it. You're not supposed to see it, because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We keep trying to see things before it's Kairos time, chronological time. And until we get out of ourselves, stop trying to see things and wait on God to perform the miracle in his time, we will be forever wandering in the wilderness like the children of Israel for 40 years. Fourthly, forgiveness is remembering our proper position in every interaction with his brothers in Egypt. Joseph always had the advantage. But when his brothers came to him after Jacob's death, fearing that Joseph was going to get even with them, now that their father was dead, Joseph's first response was that he showed the compassion of his heart. He showed the compassion of his heart. My brothers and sisters, we need to remember our position and humble ourselves before the Lord, because that is the only way our hearts will be full of grace and forgiveness toward those who've wronged us. Grace and forgiveness. Grace, God's unmerited favor towards those who have wronged us. I'm reminded that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We've offended God, all inclusive, male, female, black, white, Jew, Gentile, all have offended God. Only one man who came and sacrificed himself so that all who have sinned and offended God would not be held under the laws of sin and condemnation of the laws of sin and death. James 4 and 10 state, "Humble yourself before the Lord, and he will lift you up." God got something for you. If I be lifted up, I will draw men, that when I come back, I will lift them up. I love scripture, because when you decode God's word, you will see everything that God have in store for us. But if you don't know God's word, how can you expound God's word? Philippians 2:3, "In humility, consider others as more important than yourself." I want to be first in line. I remember that as a kid growing up. I want to be the group captain. And everybody fought to be first in line. Watch yourself when you want to be ahead of everybody, because God may not want you there. In other words, check yourself out. Psalm 25:9, he leads the humble in what is right and teaches the humble his way. You know, it's been said that a humble man is a weak man, but that's just the opposite of what the Lord says. You know why we say a humble man is a weak man? Because that's what the enemy wants to put in your mind. And when we start listening to the enemy and not listening to God's word, we always on the opposite end of what is true. And half of the truth is a thank you. When we've been hurt, we want God's justice to pour out on our offenders. But there's a conjunction on the other hand, we want God's mercy poured out on, Lord, I need some help here. But we want God's mercy to be poured out on us. We want God to judge them, but have mercy on us. We want those who have offended us to hurt as much or more than we hurt. Am I in your neighborhood? And then suffer as much or more than we suffer. If we have lost something, we want them to lose something. Oh, you ought to be laughing now. If our lives have been negatively impacted, we want theirs to be impacted even more. That's how we were when we were children. You hurt me, I'm gonna get you back. I'm gonna do something worse to you. Does that say maybe we have not changed? How much do we do these things? Now, as much as all of this feels right to us, all of that changes when we humble ourselves before the Lord and choose to do things his way instead of our way. Our ways are not his way. Neither is his thought like him. Antioch. Joseph was able to forgive his brother because he knew that God is the only perfect judge and that God would deal justly with each person, and how God was in complete control. I don't worry about stuff because I know God has got the final word. Joseph's forgiveness allowed him to see why all the things that happened to him when he said to his brother, "But as for you, you meant it for evil against me, but God meant it for good." Do you know why it was meant for good? Because in 1948, the nation of Israel was established as a nation. 2,000 years later, what they couldn't see happened 2,000 years later. The thing that we're trying to get now may not happen now. It will happen when it's time. 2,000 years later, he told Abraham that he would be the father of many nations, and Abraham never saw that accomplished. But 2,000 years later, in 1948, in many of our lives, the nation of Israel became a nation. God's word came through. Children of Israel wandered in the wilderness because they didn't quite understand it. And when we don't get what God is up to, you wonder,